if your television's broken, you'd be hard-pressed to find a way to repair it. You can't find repair shops these days. How is this affecting our fix-it skills? Life Matters producer Ali Benton was told by her dad that she needed to know how to fix things, so they had a chat in his homemade chook pen.
As a housewarming present, my dad gave me a screwdriver kit. I don't use them much, but the colours are great. It did get me thinking just how useless I was around the house and just how handy my dad was. So we went head to head in his homemade chook pen.
Recently, I replaced the tiles on the roof. Notwithstanding Virginia, my wife's reprimand about doing it, saying I was too old and stuffed, but to replace two or three tiles, I got on and did that. And I do lots of little bricklaying jobs and carpentry jobs and just doing the simple electrical jobs or anything other like that around the place.
Here I am standing in what is known as the palace at my house. It's the chook pen. Dad, why did you decide to build a chook pen as opposed to buying one?
My early days were spent on my father's farm, and this is the sort of thing we used to do. We used to build a chicken pen because it was cheaper and quicker to do.
Have you always known how to fix things?
I wouldn't say that I've always known how to fix things. I've always tried to fix things. And again, this is pretty well following from my father. On the small farmer, that was part of the culture of fixing things. And I think in those days, really, it was much easier to fix things because they weren't so complicated as they are today.
What do you mean?
Well, things like cars, for example, have all kinds of miniaturised components which the fix-it man simply cannot fix anymore. Come on.
And what's the secret to building a good pen?
Remembering all the tips from the books I used to read when I was first married. The Reader's Digest was my Bible.
The Reader's Digest?
Yeah, the Reader's Digest had a sort of handyman book, which when I was first married, pretty well everybody had, and they used to do their fix-it things guided by this Reader's Digest book.
Now, the other day you made a comment to me that I need to know how to fix things and I don't. Do you think it's a generational thing?
Yeah, it's partly a generational thing, and partly it's just the things have changed so much. Certainly when I was first married, if you wanted things to work, you had to fix it yourself.
So what were some of the things that you used to fix with your dad?
Pretty well everything, tractors, ploughs, all kinds of farm implements, the chook shed, the dairy, the milking machines, everything. And I mean, it used to be a bit of a joke that on the farm there was always a lot of string around from the sheaves which were produced. And we pretty well everything, sooner or later, was tied up with this string.
What skills do you think everyone should know?
Well, it should be the simple things like changing light bulbs, putting up shelves, all of those sort of things. Just the ordinary domestic things around the house. It's crazy if you can't do those things. Come on, come on. Chook, chook, chook.
Ali Benton in the chook pen with her dad talking about the lost art of fixing things. She hung a door in the office the other day, by the way. Go to the website abc.net.au/rn/lifematters. You can see a slideshow of the chook pen, the tools, and Mr. Fix-It himself. And we've done all this because tomorrow on the show, it's our Friday talkback, and it's all about fixing things. So many things these days simply aren't designed to last, but the recession and environmental concerns could bring a swing back to fixing things. How many of us, though, still have the skills? I mean, I know I don't, sadly. Tell us your stories about the rewards and frustrations and philosophy of fixing things on the show tomorrow morning, for our Friday talkback. Now, just before we finish today, have got a little email here on the Great Australian Road Trip. This one's from Margaret, and she says, "My dad would give us a roadmap and challenge us to predict the next creek, town, road junction, etc. We are all excellent map readers." Good on Margaret's dad for that. I'm going to try that myself. Coming up next on ABC Radio National, it's the 10 o'clock news, and then after that, Philip Adams will be here with Late Night Live. See you tomorrow.